It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, here we go. It is our Friday staple. Just after 7:30, we welcome a guest who is very interesting. It's our Interesting Islander segment brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Today, it is a musician that has been around the island for quite some time. You've toured, I would dare say, around the world. You've been everywhere, and you are yet another delight that we have on a Friday. Please welcome Kinley Dowling. Hello.
Hello. Thanks so much, you guys, for having
me. It is great. so great to have you here. You know what? I'm going to let Jill kind of take over here because you're a musician. You're a musician. Yeah. You guys have a little chat.
Okay. Well, when I think of Kinley, I think of so much more because obviously she is a very talented musician. She's a songwriter. She's a singer. She's very present in our community, does all kinds of collaborations with other musicians, but also uses her platform for good. And I really, really like that about Kinley. So I know Kinley and, her mom, your mom, Estelle, was a music teacher at Glen Stewart when I was going to Glen Stewart many years ago. So tell everybody about who you are, your family, where you grew up, kind of stuff.
All right. Thanks so much for having me. This is really fun. Yes, my name is Kinley Dowling. My music project is just my first name, Kinley, K-I-N-L-E-Y. I grew up in what I call Southport, and forever call it Southport. It was Stratford now. And I have a very musical family. My dad is a drummer, Alan, and my mom is this amazing pianist, Estelle. My cousins are also in music. Liam Corcoran, who is a singer of 2 Hours Traffic and has his own solo project. I just kind of grew up in grade 8. I started playing viola because I had the longest arms of anyone in the class. So I was like graduated from violin to viola.
Okay.
and then it actually served me well because I went to university at Dalhousie for viola performance. And then the day that I graduated there, I jumped in a van with Hey Rosetta and toured with them around the world for 10 years and had an incredible time. So that's an indie rock band from Newfoundland. Mm-hmm. And then through them, I met a lot of other people and ended up recording on I think I'm almost at 600 tracks of other artists now. So I've set up like a home studio in my own place. So I'm recording violin and viola. If anyone needs a track, I'm available.
That's incredible. Yeah. I do have to ask. So with all the other tracks, 600 tracks, when you are playing on those songs, are you yourself deciding what's going to go on, or does someone come to you with a melody or an idea, or you're doing that as
both,
well?
Both ways. Yeah. Sometimes people are like, "Oh, can you just like copy this guitar track or try this melody?" But often I go to a lot of studios and work with a lot of producers as well. But recently, like since COVID, there's more like people just email me from anywhere around the world, and they'll just be like, "Can you just try something?" And then I'll just like layer like 17 layers of violin and viola, and they're like, "Oh, that sounds great." And I love doing that. Like, I love just like making things up and just like being creative and on other people's songs. It's really, really, really fun. It's one of my favorite things to do, actually.
That is super neat. We have lots more to chat about this morning, Kinley. All right. We're happy to have you here as our interesting islander today here on Ocean 100.
The average family loses at least 3 of these each year. Hey, it's Darcy. Join us weekday mornings on the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Darcy's Trivia, brought to you by Robin's Donuts. Call, Facebook, or text.
Today through December 16th in Veterans Memorial Square Park. Proudly presented by Downtown Summerside. Explore Summerside, Tourism PEI, PEI Events Innovation Fund, and the City of Summerside.
It's mainly cloudy this morning. We will see some clearing early this afternoon, light winds as well, and a high of 9. Tonight, a few clouds. Fog patches will move in overnight and a low of +1. And tomorrow, a few showers beginning in the morning, a high of +5. Right now, it's 4 in Summerside, 4 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
Darcy's Trivia for Robin's Donuts. 45% of people surveyed said they've done this time-consuming activity together as a family. What is it? Text me your answer, 902-368-1720. We will have more with Kinley Dowling, who's our interesting islander, coming up next. PEI's Christmas Favorites with Bing Crosby on Ocean.
I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Fun Bing Crosby. Like I said earlier this week, we're hearing like 88% more Bing Crosby this time of year, right? I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Would?
Yeah, right.
You got I think it's probably more than 88%.
Probably. 7:48. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. We are joined by our interesting Islander this morning, Kinley Dowling. Kinley's been around the world. Jill, Hey Rosetta, have you ever been to a Hey Rosetta show?
I believe I have been to a Hey Rosetta show.
I have too, back in the day, back in the day.
I am listening, I'm just trying to imagine this both as a young musician and now as a mom. So you said that you just finished your university degree at Dow and literally hopped in a bus or hopped in a van.
Oh, it was definitely a van back in the day.
A van down by the river. So you headed on tour with Hey Rosetta. So you were young, in your early 20s, I would say, yes. And then you were gone. So were your parents excited? Were they nervous? And just tell us about some of the actual real life touring. It's not perhaps as glamorous as people might expect all the time.
Well, it has extremes. I was like, very obviously, I'd never really toured much before at all. So I just, and Hey Rosetta was like very hardworking. So we were touring all the time. Mm-hmm. And my parents were musicians, so they knew what it was like. They're like, all right, good luck. Like, just do what you can do your best. But it was wild. Like there was six of us in the band, and we'd have this like van that would break down a lot. Yes. And we'd get one hotel room, and two people would check in, and the other four would bring their sleeping bags around the other back of the hotel and be like illegally have like six people in one room every night. And we stayed on like a lot of people's floors for years and years. Like, and we became like really good friends with lots of people across Canada and the States, because we'd be like, hi, the six of us are back again. Yep. And then we ended up getting like a sound person and a lighting person, and it grew into like, at the end we had a bus and it was amazing. We were touring with these incredible musicians. Like, we did a show with Mumford and Sons. Like, that was wild. And one of my heroes is Sarah Harmer, and we got to do a tour with her, and I got to play with her and the band Stars from Montreal, which I also love. We toured with them quite a bit across Canada, and it was wild. I'm so lucky to have seen so much of the world that I did. We went to Australia like four or five times, and Europe quite a few times, and I just feel so lucky. Although I've missed PEI so much, I'm so happy to be home at the same time, because I missed a lot of special moments like December.
It's a magical place to return to.
Yeah.
And you can get homesick for it, even when you're having all these crazy experiences. Mm-hmm. Was there one show, when you've just mentioned those like big shows and Mumford and Sons and that sort of stuff, is there one show that you can think of that you're like on stage and you're like, wow, like I can't believe this is my life right now?
I feel like it was that one, the Mumford and Sons one, because my parents, they flew up and a bunch of my cousins came to Ontario, and we like Mumford and Sons invited us all on stage for the last song, and Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros were on stage, and I was like, wow, okay, this is it. This is a highlight of my life right now, for sure.
Absolutely.
But like, I've had lots of other great experiences. I feel so lucky. Even like recording, like I recorded on some Matt Mays songs, and my personal hero, Rita McNeil, before she passed away. Yeah, I got to play on her like last record. So
that's incredible.
I just feel very grateful.
Well, you can also add this big deal to your list too. The celebration calendar, Ocean 100. Yeah, there you go. You know you've arrived when. And today is, of course, draw day. So we are going to be awarding a couple of bridge passes. So let's get right to it. Another long list. Eric Adams, a happy 42nd birthday today. Terry Cudmore, a happy birthday from Greg, Buddy, Sandra, Nathaniel, Jerry, and all your friends from Special Olympics. Chris Baglow, happy 43rd birthday tomorrow. That is from the whole Baglow family. On Sunday, Sam Hughes celebrating a 16th birthday from Mom, Dad, and Georgia. All around fantastic fella, Joel Gillespie is celebrating a birthday today. Joel, I hope it's a great day. Lawson Ingraham, 16th today from Calvin, Bill, and the dog Braun. Bernie Lafort in Charlottetown, happy birthday. Tomorrow, Landon Rayner is celebrating. Love Mom, Dad, and 12th birthday for Landon Rayner in West Devon tomorrow. Also tomorrow, Kenny Costello is celebrating. Now, apparently, Kenny is a very well-known fella, and he's always up for a good time, turning the big 5-0, working for the provincial government. And if you know Kenny, make sure you send a text or pick up the phone and give him a call. Wedding anniversary for Tracy and Daryl Huggin in Wheatley River, 28th. Happy anniversary. And Ewan Gillespie and Stanhope, a happy 65th birthday. Love Mary Ellen and Jake and Daisy the Beagle.
Happy 26th birthday in Charlottetown for Michaela Boswell. Dave Butler in Charlottetown, 78 years young. Happy birthday. Logan and Shayla Johnson, hugs and love from Nanny and Grampy Bernard in Summersides. Borden Carlton, 14. Tomorrow, Annalise Perry, love Mommy, Daddy, and Big Brother Anderson in Brockton, 3 years old.
And happy birthday to Mayanna Curran, 11th birthday in Blooming Point. Jordan Shea, turning 11 in Harrington. Irene McCarville in Kinkora, happy birthday to you. Love from your favorite nieces in Corn Band. Happy birthday to Danny Gass in Stratford. Carson MacArthur, celebrating 19 years in Tyne Valley. Kelly Wood Houston, happy birthday to you, Kelly. Hope you're having a great day. Adele Howitt, turning 40, the big 4-0. Have a super day. Happy 4th birthday to cousin Angus Dean. Love Samuel, Alice Sullivan, and Louie. Happy birthday to Mike Buchanan from Pleasant Grove, celebrating birthday on December 2nd. Love Chansey, Rhea, Sadie, and Reese. Rebecca Lutwick, turning 25. Happy birthday. Love from Lisa, Oren, and the daycare friends.
Also want to send out a congratulations to the Vernon River boys basketball team. Had their first game last night. Boom! Got their first win last night. High five. Great job. I'm going to give you a round of applause for that. Nice. And keep those hands warm because we're going to award a couple of birthday winners right now. Emma Huggin and Amelia Holland, congratulations. We have some bridge passes coming your way. Happy birthday to all celebrating.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
Saturday, cloudy, a few showers beginning in the morning, and a high of 5. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott Chapman. It's 8:05. We do have a late bus this morning, too. We should let people know about.
Yeah, bus 434, Teresa Gardner to the Montague Family of Schools, running 30 minutes late.
Okay, today's trivia question, Darcy's Trivia for Robin's Donuts. 45% of people surveyed said they've done this time-consuming activity together as a family. What is it? I've had a wide variety of answers, everything from Monopoly to shopping to decorating the Christmas tree to washing the cat. I mean, you need a small army to wash the cat. Yeah. If you want to, you ever try to give a cat a bath?
No, I know
not
my limits.
Not fond of it.
Not a good try. No, the answer that we were looking for today, 45% of people surveyed said they've done this time-consuming activity together as a family, building a puzzle. Putting a puzzle together. Yeah, it's a good way to spend time with the family. So I highly recommend it this weekend, getting out there and into a puzzle. Jeff Minton is our $100 gift card winner. Congratulations, Jeff. We will be sending out a gift card your way from Robin's Donuts. And we'll have more with Kinley Dowling, our interesting Islander, coming up next.
We are CHTN-FM Charlottetown, PEI's Christmas favorites, Ocean 100.
Christmas to you.
Oh, Friday, Friday, Friday. Ocean 100. That's Nat King Cole and the Christmas song. Good morning. Fridays, of course, mean Interesting Islander Day, and we're joined by Kinley Dowling today. And our Interesting Islander, of course, brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. If you want to go, Jill.
I would. We were just chatting off air about kind of some of our childhood memories, things we were good at or not. And it's clear to us that since the time you were a child, music was something that you were excelling in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Always on that path.
Yes. Well, I mean, I started in piano lessons and then I just didn't practice. So I missed that piano path, but violin, yes.
Yes.
I was a fan.
You stuck with it.
I did. Yeah.
And we've talked about your experience with Hey Rosetta, but many people here would know you as your songwriting, singing self. So when did you make that transition, or was it something you were always doing as you were performing with Hey Rosetta?
No, it was just at the very end of our Hey Rosetta days. I was living in Halifax, as were you. We were just discussing that. I had a lot of roommates that were songwriters. So I was living with Rose Cousins, who's also from PEI at one point, and I was living with Jen Grant at one point. So I was like always just like in the same house as a mutt, like with these incredible songwriters. So I was just like kind of like absorbed what they were doing. And then I just tried it one day on my own in like 2014 or something, or maybe it was a little bit before. And I wrote this song called Sharpshooter, and I brought it to my cousin Liam, and he was like, oh, you got to record this. You got to write songs. And I was like, I don't know. It's just this one little thing. And he was like, keep doing it. And then I released my first album, like full album, in 2016. And I was like, oh, I actually love doing this. I really, really enjoy the process of songwriting. And I kind of just like, it's kind of more like a journal, like a diary that I just like put out to the public.
Yes.
Set to music. Anyway.
So were they written fairly quickly? Like, were you able to kind of, like, you didn't sit down and think, I'm going to write a song about this today. It was more organic.
No, it was just like whenever I was feeling something or feeling too much, I just had to write it down to get it out. And then I'd be like, oh, maybe I'll just try and play guitar. And I didn't really play guitar. I just pretended, and I'm still half pretending, but I'm having a good time because I just found it really hard to play violin and sing at the same time. I was like, this is awkward. I know some people do that and it's really impressive, but so I just started like playing in my room silently, quietly, be like, oh, I'm not ready for anyone to hear. And then I recorded it, and then suddenly it's out in the world and anyone can hear it. But I was talking to a friend of mine, Mathieu, last night about this, and some songs came like in a few minutes, which is very rare.
Yep.
And some songs took like months and months. I'd just like pick at it, come back and pick at it for a bit, and then be like, I guess it's ready. It's hard to know when it's ready. Mm-hmm. But
and I think sometimes too, I know when I used to do more songwriting, there were things that I wasn't speaking to people in conversations about that seemed safer to say in a song. But they had the same sort of healing or like the same impact, like for relief for me.
Yeah.
So you have 3 albums, and people are familiar with their songs. One in particular, Microphone, was a very, very powerful statement, a very powerful song. And obviously it's had a lot of impact on people. Mm-hmm. Tell me, not necessarily about the song, but about its impact and how you connect with people following that.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, that's the song that I'm most proud of. And it was the fastest song I've ever written, actually. Was sexually assaulted back in like almost 20 years ago now, but it was something that I thought about almost every day for like 15 years until I wrote the song. And I just imagined like what I would say to the person. And then one day I was just like, in 15 minutes, I wrote it all down and I sent it to my cousin Liam, who's a songwriter. I was like, is this okay? And he was just like, whoa, this is going to change some people's lives. And I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, it's pretty personal. And he's like, no, I think it's like a worldwide like feeling. And it was very cathartic for me to write it. And I just can't believe how far it kind of went. I was on like CBC National News about this. And for my first album, I was like, whoa, this is a lot of pressure kind of, and like a lot of, I don't know, a spotlight on me, but I have learned to embrace it and become like an advocate for survivors of sexual assault. And now that song is in the grade 9 health program in PEI, which is amazing. So the song and the music video is to teach about consent and bystander roles, gender norms, and like what, you know, it's, I can't even believe that it's happening. And that I'm so proud of PEI for putting it in the school system, because it's something that we really need. And yeah, it's just kind of, I get messages from people all around the world being like, this is my anthem. Thank you for writing it. Like, this gives me power, like gives me power back. And I'm like, all right.
So what a legacy.
Yeah, it is for sure.
That's incredible.
Yeah, in it, you've got a microphone and you've had one like always and will for always.
Thank you.
With or without that song.
Let's,
and you use it for such good. Yes, Darcy.
Yeah, let's chat about the new song, because we want to get this on. Tell us about Drift.
Drift. Okay. So Yeah, so I started doing some co-writing. Jill, someday we will write a song together.
We will.
Someday soon, whenever you got a minute.
I can help too if you want.
Perfect. Yeah, nice to get in here. So I wrote this song. It was actually for a friend of ours. It was like, oh, there's this Hallmark movie being made. You want to try and write something for it? And we're like, I love the Hallmark money. But anyways, we did not get the Hallmark placement. But there's a thousand Hallmark movies made every day. So I was a friend of mine, Maya Davies, who's this incredible songwriter from Montreal. And she was just like, oh, let's try something. And she was like, all right, I'm Jewish. Tell me everything about Christmas. And I was like, all right, here we go. So we got together and just wrote this song. And so she co-produced it with Colin Buchanan. And we recorded it in a couple days. And now it's out there. And it's just this pretty love song about like Christmas time, about two people like coming back together in this little tiny town. Maybe they're in love, maybe they're not.
Ooh, all right. Well, let's listen. This is Kinley with Drift. It's Ocean 100.
You'd pick me up, didn't have to say much.
Us at Compton's Farm Market, 272 All Weather Highway, Summerside.
From everyone from Compton's Farm Market, we would like to say
Happy Holidays!
A little cloudy out there, although we will see some clearing early this afternoon. Light winds as well and a high of 9. Tonight, a few clouds, some fog and a low of +1. And tomorrow, a few showers beginning in the morning, a high of 5. Right now, it's 4 in Summerside, 4 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
PEI's Christmas favorites, only on Ocean 100.
Let's go!
Merry Christmas, baby!
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
It has been an absolute pleasure chatting today with Kinley Dowling, and we even played the song Drift.
We sure did.
Which is just fantastic. Glad we could do that today, too. And we're about to wrap things up. Jill, I'll hand it over to you.
Okay. First of all, I got a little sneak peek of that song, or a sneak listen when you sent it, and I think it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You have so much going on all the time. Some things, some performances coming up.
Yes.
What are you up to these days? What's Kinley's life include currently?
Oh my gosh,
currently?
Well, life is very exciting. Lots of music things going on. First of all, I also have another side job, a part-time job at this amazing clinic called Charlottetown Psychological and Therapeutic Services. And it's this amazing group of psychologists, counselors, and social workers, and which is much needed. And it's right downtown, right in the mall, just a block away. It's incredible.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, it's super cool. So I'm training with another woman, Maria. So we're going to be the psychometrists, which are the people that administer the tests. So the assessments, we're calling them.
So like, for example, when I believe I have ADHD, I would come to this clinic and I might see Kinley.
Yeah,
she may be the one administering my ADHD test.
Hey. One of us will administer the test and then you'd meet with the psychologist and they would go through everything, like anything to help you with your learning or anything that you need. They are so smart and so incredibly empathetic and helpful, and it's just a beautiful group of people and a gorgeous office.
And you do some teaching as well still?
Yeah. I'm teaching violin at Holland College at the School of Performing Arts. And I got some shows coming up.
Okay, tell us about those.
All right. So I'm playing viola with the PEI String Collective, and we have our first show December 8th at St. Paul's Church. That's led by Natalie Williams Calhoun, amazing cellist. And we have another show on December 16th at UPEI. I'm hosting open mic every Wednesday at Baba's right across the street here.
Yes.
If you want to come down.
And you must get quite a mix there.
Oh, it's very exciting, very eclectic. Yep. Group of people. You never know what's going to happen at open mic.
Yes.
And then I'm super, super excited for December 26th. It's at the Trailside. It's a Boxing Day show. So my band, Kinley Band, will be opening, and my cousin Liam is going to have his CD release with his band.
Ooh.
That is fantastic. Ooh. So that's a big, big, big night.
Yes.
It's going to be very fun. Is it possible that your new single, that people might hear it that night?
It's true. We're going to play it with the band. I can't wait. This will be the first time playing it with the band. So
that is very, very, very exciting. Yeah. Kinley, you've been so fantastic to have here. You're so down to earth. You're uber talented. And I am sincere when I say, like, I am so, I admire you, and I love the fact that you've shown such courage and bravery in your experiences, and having the ability to craft music around those experiences and connect with others who've had those experiences. Not only connect, but empower them. So thank you to you, Kinley. You're fantastic.
Thank you, Gil. Thanks so much, Darcy and Scott, for having me. This is really fun.
You are welcome back here anytime.
Oh, bless.
A friend of the show.
Indeed.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.